It seems like AI is everywhere you look these days, right? I mean, it's answering our questions, curating our news feeds, and now it's even getting involved in the stressful world of university admissions.
Yeah, it's pretty wild when you think about it.
So today we are doing a deep dive into AI in higher education.
Sounds good.
We've got some really interesting sources that explore both the good and the bad of using AI for college admissions.
Yeah, I think one of the most fascinating things about this whole topic is that we're talking about using technology for something that's always been seen as like, really human-centric, this big decision about going to university. I mean, it's full of hopes and anxieties and all these big emotions. So where do these AI bots fit into that very human picture?
It's a really good question, and our first source gives us like a first-hand look at exactly that. We meet a prospective student named Eduardo who's been using these admissions bots, and he has some pretty strong opinions about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he actually really likes the convenience of it,
Yeah.
getting information any time of day or night without having to like dig through tons of websites.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, look, we live in a world where we expect everything instantly right. People want quick answers, and universities are definitely feeling the pressure to keep up.
Exactly. But here's where Eduardo's experience gets interesting. He starts wondering, am I expecting too much from these bots? Like, he wants that personalized guidance,
Yeah.
but all he keeps hitting is that I don't understand response. It's like the bots are just fancy FAQ pages.
Right. Well, Eduardo's running into the limitations of what we call LLMs, large language models. They're basically the brains behind these bots. And while they are super powerful at giving you general info, they struggle with the nuances of conversation, the back and forth of something really personalized.
So basically, Eduardo's expectations might be a little too high for where the tech is right now.
Yeah, it's complex. AI can totally tailor responses based on certain criteria, but true personalization, that requires really getting individual context, emotions, all that stuff. And AI hasn't mastered that yet.
So it sounds like AI can't completely replace human admissions counselors just yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we've got Eduardo running up against the limits of AI and admissions, but our second source takes us to a university that's trying to solve these exact
Yeah, this
problems.
is Lee.
Yep, we're introduced to Vinny Sagata and her team, who are basically drowning in a sea of inquiries.
Wow, drowning. That's a pretty strong word.
Yeah, they were facing burnout.
Yeah.
People quitting, the whole department was feeling it.
It's wild to think how overwhelming that would be.
And honestly, this isn't just universities. Lots of industries are struggling to manage the sheer volume of inquiries these days. It's a symptom of the digital age, I guess.
So what did Vinny's team do to stay afloat?
They decided to create their own AI admissions bot.
Oh.
Yeah, they called it BOTAD. And they were smart about it. They didn't just launch it and cross their fingers. They started simple with BOTAD handling FAQs and then slowly built up its capabilities.
Okay, so start small and scale up.
Exactly. What's really clever is that they made sure a human was still overseeing things.
Yeah.
If BOTAD hit a complex issue, it could flag it for a human team member.
That's a good idea. So it's like a safety net.
Exactly.
So did it work? Did their bot actually help?
The results were actually really impressive. BOTAD learned to analyze emails, figure out what people really wanted, and even write personalized responses.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and get this, one of its best features was it could tag inquiries based on certain things, like, say, Eduardo emails about financial aid. BOTAD could tag that as high priority and send it right to the right person on the team.
Oh, so that tagging thing could be huge for admissions teams.
Yeah.
It could help them prioritize who to contact and make sure students get the info they need quickly.
Exactly. And this is a perfect example of how AI can be used to help humans not replace them.
That's a good point. So we've got this success story with BOTAD, but our source also mentions that AI isn't exactly new. There's been a lot of hype and letdown in the past, right? Especially when it comes to admissions.
You're right. We've totally seen those inflated expectations and broken promises before. The source even talks about how some early attempts at admissions bots ended up just feeling clunky and impersonal.
Yeah, they actually included this LinkedIn poll showing that lots of people are still wary of bots and admissions. They don't think bots can handle the nuances of the whole process.
Which makes sense, right? I mean, those old bots often failed on both efficiency and making things personal. They felt robotic and transactional. And that's the opposite of what you want when applying to college.
Yeah, that makes me wonder about BOTAD. Did Vinny's team manage to avoid those problems? Did they find a way to do the automation but keep things feeling personalized?
Well, that's exactly what we'll talk about next. We'll dive deeper into BOTAD's journey, the successes, and the unexpected challenges they hit along the way.
So before the break, we were talking about BOTAD and all its success. But I'm guessing it wasn't all perfect, right? I mean, implementing new tech always has some hiccups.
Oh yeah, for sure. There were definitely some roadblocks along the way.
Like what? What kind of problems did they run into?
Well, one of the biggest things was data quality. You know, AI is only as good as the information it's trained on.
Yeah.
And with universities, things can be all over the place, different departments, different systems.
So it's like you're trying to put together a puzzle, but you don't have all the pieces.
Exactly. And if that information is wrong or it conflicts with other info, well, the bot is going to make mistakes.
Makes sense.
They call this the single source of truth problem.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Basically, it's the challenge of making sure all the info Botad is using is correct and current. It's a common problem with AI, and it shows how important it is to have good data management.
So even with good intentions, there's going to be tech issues and data problems.
Yeah.
Did they have any challenges with, you know, the human side of admissions?
Oh, that's a great point. And that's something Vinny's team really thought about when they were creating Botad admissions. Isn't just giving out info, right? It's about connecting with students, helping them through a process that can be really emotional.
Yeah, like I remember buying my first car. It was such a big deal. And I needed more than just facts and figures. I wanted to talk to a person, ask questions, you know, to get a feel for the car.
That's the perfect analogy. Buying a car, applying to college, it's all about logic and emotion. AI is great for the logic part, crunching numbers, giving facts, but it still struggles with that emotional intelligence you need to build trust and connection.
So how do you teach a bot to understand emotions?
That's the question, isn't it? AI is getting better at copying human emotions, but it doesn't actually feel them, you know? It can't understand what's behind the anxieties and hopes that people have.
So for admissions, that means understanding students' worries about applying and making sure the bot's answers are reassuring.
Exactly. It's about realizing each applicant is an individual with their own unique hopes and fears. AI isn't there yet.
And that's what that analogy from the source is all about, right?
Yeah.
Would you buy a Hermes bag from a vending machine?
Yeah, it's so smart, right? Some things, especially things that need trust and personalization, still need a human touch. You wouldn't expect the same level of service from a vending machine that you'd get from a real person in a luxury store.
It's true. It's not just about the product, it's the whole experience, feeling valued and understood.
Mm.
And for some universities, that human touch is super important to their image.
Absolutely. So even with how well Botad worked, Vinny knew her human team was still key. They're the ones building those personal connections, making students feel welcome, and guiding them through this huge life decision.
So basically, AI can help make things more efficient, but it can't replace the human touch.
Exactly. It's about finding the right balance. AI can handle the routine stuff, and that frees up humans to focus on the parts that need empathy, intuition, emotional intelligence.
This brings us back to Eduardo and his hopes for a more personalized experience. Do you think his idea of a super intuitive and helpful admissions bot is just a pipe dream? Or is there a chance AI can actually get there?
Well, that's what makes this whole field so fascinating. The development of AI is moving so fast. What seems impossible today could be normal tomorrow.
Yeah, it really is a big question. You know, some experts think with how fast AI is developing, it's just a matter of time before bots can give that super personalized experience, you know, the one Eduardo is looking for. Imagine a world where AI doesn't just answer your questions, but walks you through the whole admissions process.
That would be amazing. No more feeling lost in the application process.
Right, but how would it even work? We're talking about AI that understands your hopes and dreams, not just your grades and test scores.
Exactly. Big jump.
Well, think about it. We're already seeing AI personalize stuff in other areas, like music streaming services recommending songs based on what you've listened to before, or online stores suggesting stuff you might like based on your past purchases. What if we had that for college admissions?
So instead of just looking at a long list of programs, a student could have an AI that understands their interests, their skills, their learning style, and then recommends programs that fit them. Yeah, and it could even help them write their application. You know, highlighting their unique stuff in a way that really stands out to admissions committees.
That'd be huge for so many students, especially those who maybe don't have good guidance counselors or mentors. It could really level the playing field.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting about this idea. You know, AI could make higher education fairer for everyone.
That's a really cool vision. But we've also talked about the challenges, right? Like AI needing emotional intelligence and that human touch. How do we make sure that as AI gets smarter, it doesn't lose sight of those important human things?
That's the key question, isn't it? It's something developers and educators are really thinking about. One approach is to focus on what's called human-centered design.
Okay, what's that?
It means that from the very start, AI development is guided by what humans need and value.
So it's not just about making the most advanced tech possible. It's about making sure that tech actually helps people.
Exactly. And it means being careful about where we use AI and where we don't. Some parts of admissions, like those conversations about personal stuff or career goals, might always need a human.
So it's about finding that balance between AI and human interaction. And as tech keeps changing, that balance will probably keep changing too.
Absolutely. This is a field that's constantly evolving, and the conversation about how to use AI in admissions is just getting started. The important thing is that AI has the potential to change higher education for the better, you know, helping us solve problems, create opportunities, and make education more accessible and personalized for everyone.
It's been awesome doing this deep dive into AI in university admissions. We've explored the challenges, the possibilities, the ethics of this tech that's changing so fast.
Yeah,
and I think it's safe to say that Eduardo's idea of a more personalized admissions experience might not be so far off after all.
I totally agree. The future of education is exciting and full of potential, and AI will definitely be a big part of shaping that future.
So to all our listeners out there who are trying to figure out college admissions, whether you're a student, a parent, or an educator, stay informed, ask questions, and be part of this conversation about how we can use AI to create a better and fairer future for everyone. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.